Well, I'm exhausted because we're getting towards the end of the conference. I'm stood with Austin Collins, who is exhausted because not only did he fly here from the States, but he just delivered an epic talk, so well received. I could hardly get hold of him. Everybody wanted to speak to you. What kind of questions are they asking?
Let's see, all types of questions. They want to know about the technology, but they also wanted to know about me and my story. I guess it's because my story is unconventional. I don't have a computer science background. I'm not from Google or Facebook. I kind of came to the Valley as an outsider, and it was making progress. A lot of progress so far. So I got a lot of questions about that, which I didn't expect, but interesting.
So give me a little bit of your background, because your talk focused really heavily on story, and what with you being from Hollywood, that wasn't a huge kind of shock that you would know a lot about story. So tell me, how come you know so much in a field where there's people here talking open source and coding and certain stuff totally above my head, and yet you come from a media background, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. When I was young, I had a post-production company. I didn't go to college. I grew up around people in the filmmaking industry, because I grew up around Los Angeles. And I was always programming as a young teen, because I was curious about everything. But I also wanted to get into filmmaking, because everybody else was doing it around me. You know, you're a product of your environment. So I moved to LA when I was 18, and I started a post-production company there. And I really went down there to be a filmmaker, and I studied story constantly. I read all the screenwriting books, Joseph Campbell, Robert McKee, and it's just learning how to tell a good story has been probably one of the most beneficial things you could do in life, and one of the greatest things I've learned. So I try to carry that into whatever I do, because there's story in everything, essentially. And yeah, it certainly helps with product design, to laying out a vision for the company, inspiring people, selling people, all that.
So the structures connected to story, the hero's journey, and other such ways that stories are assembled, do they carry through to all these different places? Is it the same kind of format, the same system?
In regards to software, I don't know if there's a three-act structure, you know, or anything like that. It just seems to keep going. It's the unrelenting march of technology, right? But there are a lot of other things. I think that there are archetypes and common themes that you'll see around all the time. Our big theme at Serverless is developer productivity, and that's something that is a timeless one, this idea that you could amplify your ability. And as we continue to work on this tool, we have to keep reminding ourselves that this is what it's about. Otherwise, we lose focus and we create something that's a complex, uncoordinated mess. So a good exercise that we do is just remind ourselves that this is our theme. This is what brought us to the table. This idea that we could build tech to allow us to do more, you know, increase our output. I can't even remember the original question now.
No, I don't.
It's a jet lag.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I don't like flying this way, actually. In fact, the other way is worse, isn't it? Flying back to the States.
I've been traveling. This isn't my first destination on this trip so far, so I don't know. It's all going to be pretty bad, I think, all around. But yeah, I think what I spoke about was themes and sticking to your themes when you design product. And by having that and maintaining that conceptual integrity, it sort of precludes any complexity that you could run into. And it proceeds simplicity and straightforwardness in developer experience. And I think that is one powerful storytelling element that definitely translates perfectly into product design.
I saw a young coder approach you just a few moments ago, and he asked, what would you say to somebody starting out in the industry right now? Can you summarize the advice you gave him?
Yes. Get started. Stop learning. Never stop learning, but don't sit around reading without an end goal in mind. That stuff could be the illusion of motion sometimes. So I told him to get going and always set his aim really high too. Took me a long time to learn that lesson. I always used to set the bar really low. I'm going to do this little project and, you know, it'll be fun. And I spent years doing that and you never even hit the bar in the first place. And if you set that bar low, you land way below that.
That's really interesting, because the whole GTD getting things done mentality is lots of really achievable little things to make yourself feel better. You're saying, forget that, aim high. And I guess aim high, then if you fall a little bit short, you're still high.
Yes, yeah.
Use a Californian phrase.
Yeah, yeah. And you still need those little actionable goals to get there, of course, but you always start off aiming super high, ridiculously high.
Someone's going to read into this audio. We've just had a donut. That is all.
It's California.
It's California. Fantastic. On that weird note, I spent an hour not productive yesterday watching Cheech and Chong, which I haven't done since I was a child. They're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Commenting on politics a bit, which is hilarious. What a surreal moment. California's got a lot to answer for. Yeah. When are you heading back?
Right away. I mean, yeah. You know, things are happening in California right now. It's pretty exciting times, especially for Cheech and Chong. I think about this, though. It's like we've got beer in the office right now, right? There's the beer fridge, of course. And I'm just wondering, is there going to be a marijuana bowl, you know, right there, too? Is that going to become commonplace in the office? And how will we get things done? I don't know.
Yeah, how will people get things done? So give a quick plug for, you know, the kind of work you're going back to. Tell me a little bit about Serverless.
Yeah, we are Serverless Incorporated, Serverless Inc., and we make developer tools and infrastructure for serverless architectures, serverless computing. And it is the awesome new trend. If you haven't heard of it, check it out. It's really allows you to do much more than ever before. You don't have to operate any complex infrastructure. You could just deliver results at the end of the day. And that is, as a developer, I think that's what resonates with most developers. That's what they want to do. They want to build stuff. I think it's a universal human theme, actually. Everybody wants to build things. They don't want to maintain them. So if that resonates with you, definitely check out our company and the serverless framework.
Excellent. And finally, where can people find you online?
Serverless.com. But my Twitter handle is Austin Collins, AustenCollins. And I'm on Twitter, but usually keep a low profile and just focus on building things at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. I know how busy this day has been, and really enjoy your stay here while you can. And good luck on your trip back.
Cool. Thank you.